What is up, y'all? What is good? It is Miss Lyrae Podcast. Y'all are now currently tuning in to another episode with the fam. What is up, y'all? Y'all on the show finally.
Hey.
Yes. And so I am appreciative of y'all coming on the show. Y'all came all this way. A couple of y'all have traveled. Y'all really love me to do that, and I really appreciate that. We have been enjoying each other. We have, look, how long we been knowing each other, y'all? But for real though, we have, like, it's been a minute. So I'm like, let me bring my fam on the podcast. So anyway, we are now on the next episode, and I just want to introduce everybody. So to the left is my cousin Quenisha, my cousin Jari, me, Noni, my cousin, and Shamari, my cousin. So this is a female cousin podcast, and we talk about anything and everything. We already been chatting it up before we even got on here, so we didn't need y'all's invitation. Okay. So y'all got anything y'all want to say to introduce yourselves, or did I do what y'all want? What y'all want?
Follow me on Instagram.
Follow.
I am Noni Kai, IamNoniKai.
Say it. Who else? Who else Instagram y'all want to shout out?
Okay, y'all can follow me
at
KandoW.
Okay. Who else?
My Instagram ain't popping, so.
whatever Jari is backwards, if you could figure it out.
There we go. Okay, so we've been talking about a lot of different things. One of the things I remember us talking about, and we can kind of branch off into that, is how, like, when we become older as adults, our parents can't really let go and can't really let us just be who we are. Yes. So, like, let's embellish on that. For me, and I know we kind of was talking about it, I feel like that's so true. Like, it's like, I'm 28. I'm almost 30 years old. My mom's still here talking about, where you going, what you doing, what time you coming in, what time you going to bed. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I could be a whole mother at this point. But sitting here judging me, like, off of the strengths of that alone. So, like, how y'all feel about that? Like, let's express it more, because the people didn't get to hear what we was talking about.
I guess I'll start off. I think it's more so parents coming off of their own experiences, right, and trying to say, okay, well, this is what I did, but this is how it turned out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, you may have done it differently than I may do it. You may go about it a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, just because you were the same age, you did the same exact thing, doesn't mean that, you know, 20 something, 40 years later, I'm going to do the exact same thing over and over again. It's like, you have to, I feel like parents have to allow their children to mess up and make mistakes, because it's like, how are we going to be good parents if we don't ever learn anything to tell our own children?
Right.
And by that same token, just because you did it and quote unquote messed up doesn't mean that it will be the same for me, because the variables are different. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people keep saying, like, or there's a saying, there's nothing new under the sun, but how it comes around the sun, I guess, is different. Like, I know for me, we're in the process of looking at purchasing homes, and people are like, oh, you're too young to buy a home. But it's like, the variables are different.
Yeah.
Like, when I was your, when you were my age, you had more stuff to deal with than what I'm currently dealing with. And the market is different too. Mm-hmm. Like, the cost of renting now is basically as much as a mortgage.
Yeah. So it's like, more. It could be more.
So it's like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, go,
yeah,
but again, I think also it comes, you gotta let go of that whole, it's nothing new under the sun type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let people live. The variables are different. So
I want to piggyback off of what you said about, like, our parents, it seems they come from that generation of where, you know, it's fearfulness is in place, because we've been told as a culture and as a race so long that there is no opportunity for us to expand beyond what we were given even through our ancestors. But, like, this is the time to go into home buying and home purchasing, because it's an investment in the end.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm kind of where you're at now. I'm trying to get me a home. Like, what other time then now? What other time? And what other time then when you're young and you can actually handle it?
What is the right age? Like, do I got to be 32 in 3 days?
But what's the right age for anything in life? You know, like, I mean, what's the right age to go back to school and get, you know, your bachelor's degree, your master's degree? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how old you are when you finish something. It's still an accomplishment, you know?
Right.
So I think people need to stop with that whole, like, well, back in my day, like, I mean.
They love that.
You know? Right.
It's just,
the variables are different. So
no, I agree with you totally. I mean, I feel like personally, a lot of what we deal with our parents is like they just don't understand that we're in a different generation. We're in a different era where more resources are available mm-hmm. to us, and we're not scared no more. Like we see what we have available at our hands. Y'all, the marketplace of just business alone is ridiculous and crazy.
It's so different.
Yeah, like the opportunities that we didn't have even when we were like born, or like even our parents, of course, when they were young, like that, it's not the same.
I feel like going back to how like they treat us or like they don't want to let go. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the country, so I feel like it was different for me. Like my mom was, she let me go out and experience things. She let me go and stay with friends, and because it was more like a family aspect, like mm-hmm. okay, that's your cousin anyway, you can go ahead and go this place
yeah.
with your friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like I feel like because of that I could do more. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I did more. Now that I'm older, it's like okay, I have a son, so when my son say, okay mommy, I want to do this, or I'm gonna do this with my friends, I'm not gonna hold him back because I know right. what I was doing. But at the same time, I wasn't out there just being dumb wild, making crazy mistakes. Right. Like, I didn't have a child at 18, which I'm not saying that's wrong. I didn't have a child at 13, which that is wrong.
Like, you ain't even grown yet.
Stuff like that. Like, I'm glad that my mom actually, like, let go and let me do stuff. And mm-hmm. she was just chill about it. Like, mm-hmm. she was so chill. And even though I was still sneaking and geeking about her she was just still, like, I tell her now, like, I'm 27. I'm like, mommy, I did this. Like, I got my nipples pierced my freshman year of college, and I hid it until I was 21.
I got
mm-hmm.
freshman
year. Yes, and she was just like, why would you hide it from me? Why would you hide it from me? I was like, I don't know. I was just so scared. She was like, you know, I don't care, you grown. I'm like, that's why I fuck
with you. No, but for real, though, so now let's go into motherhood at our generational level. Do you feel like, now that you have your son, do you feel like you would be that kind of parent that's like, because we don't know what the next drug gonna be.
Yeah.
Not that your son would do drugs. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, and not even drugs. Why am I saying drugs? Like, anything in general. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like you would be like that at our age with him?
I feel like I would be just like my mom was, because mm-hmm. I know what I did, and I know that in my son there is some me. So I made decisions, and I made good decisions. I mm-hmm. made some bad decisions, but it wasn't like horrible or something I couldn't get myself out of.
Mm-hmm.
And when I really needed my mama, I was gonna call my mama. But I gotta let him live his life. Like, as long as he's not out here wilding, he not no gangbanger, mm-hmm. he not no drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanna go and you gonna sneak out to a party with your friends, 9 times out of 10, my friends got kids too, we gonna be in the parking lot waiting on y'all. We might be like chilling in the back. So like, I'm gonna let him live his life, and because mm-hmm. I do plan on raising him like in the city, not in like a country Warren County setting. But
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna let him live his life a little bit, because I live mine, and I feel like I turned out fine.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can't really put a stamp on what a person should or should not be doing. I mean, we're gonna get out in this world and we're gonna do what we want as adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we had all shared a topic about women who are wearing the like cankle on hair. Y'all remember that? Like,
and I'm wearing it.
Yeah, you wearing it?
I'm gonna take my chance.
I mean, I don't know if y'all have seen out there who is watching from video, like this whole epidemic about cankle on hair have chemical bearing properties that will cause cancer. But like I said, I feel like, I mean, all this hair got chemicals in it. That's how they maintain it.
Everything is like cancer.
I think it also goes back to like, at what place do we stop operating from a place of fear? You know?
Yeah.
Even with this coronavirus. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It really do have me scared. But at the same time, I just feel like if it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. So why not just live. But like, I'm not saying do nothing crazy risky, but like, you know, just live.
But the thing is, they said the same thing about eco-style jail a couple years ago. They said the exact same thing. That it's going to cause cancer, da da da. Let me tell you, I have used eco-style probably since I breathe.
Right now, it's just like, but it's all real. Well, my friend and one of her friends, they, like, when they use it, they said that it gives them headaches. Like, oh, wow. But they still use it. But they said that it gives them headaches. I'm like, I haven't experienced that. Yeah. There was a whole thing on YouTube about, like, how
I didn't even have a slick back ponytail because it's probably the headband. That's right. It's an eco-style. It's probably the slick
back. Right. I don't know how you brush them. Just trying to get it to slick down. I'm trying to get it.
You got to use three different scarves, okay? Right.
So how y'all feel about like everything is cancerous? Like even just like if we breathe in the air in our like homes or apartments or like, you know, not like the natural air, but like I've even heard like those properties in that area that we like when we turn the air on in our homes cause cancer, and I'm just like,
everything causes
cancer. Is that true? Yeah. Everything,
just saying, you can't live in fear. Like if you live in fear, then you just you won't ever do anything. You'll never experience everything. You'll just be like, oh well, this will cause this or this will make me do this, so I'm not gonna try and do that thing. Like no, live your life. Do whatever you want to do, unless it stops you from doing that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is like a given. Like okay, going out in the sun too much. Like you know, you can still not do that.
Well,
I'm done with you.
You can prevent that, like sunscreen or whatever. But like, if you just out there, like, I'm not trying to be funny, but you know, like some white people, out in the sun. Like, why do I got this liver mark? Like you in the sun trying to be dark. Like,
yes.
Get off our melon.
No, I was eating.
Black people couldn't get sunburned, so I didn't put on sunscreen, and I got sunburned the fuck out of me. So please put on sunscreen.
Yeah, and
it's heavy now. It's heavy now.
I don't know about y'all, but I never used sunscreen as a child.
Me
like,
neither.
We didn't know that. Right. Like, you'll be already going out with the hat on. You go on a trip with your friends and you're like, what? Why am I peeling? Like,
right.
You got to like teach yourself and like research things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
All right. So now let's get into... There was, as anybody who's been listening in and watching the podcast, there's been conversations even with my male cousins about the traditions of the land that we grew up on and like how we should grab back our resources and push forward with that. Like, but even let's think about like the fact that our ancestors' land is across the street from a Caucasian family. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Where
Yellow Farm.
We might have been the slaves of them people.
Okay, so if we're going to say that a black man is still born, it's black.
He's not a man.
So you think that? Because I don't know.
I don't know. I could be completely off base here.
Mm-hmm.
I was told something about a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And our great-great-grandfather was in that civil war or something. Mm-hmm. And that was possibly how we got the land. I was told that like our people were not enslaved, at least at that time. Mm-hmm. They were not enslaved, they were free. Mm-hmm. I could be completely wrong though.
Our great 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 grandfather was a free slave. I did hear that part. And
see?
He married a Native American.
See, that's exactly what I heard. Yeah,
he married a Native American.
I want to interject.
And
I want to interject.
All I know is that I grew up with the Halawasaponi tribe, so I could believe it. Like,
right?
I grew up with a Native American tribe. Like, right, I went to school with them and everything, so it's not too far fetched for me to believe.
Right? Yeah. You know, cannonballs. You know, I don't know if y'all seen the newspaper article that had the cannonballs and the Indian spears that was found on our land.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I didn't know that.
Like, I believe it, but I mean, who gonna do the research?
No, I remember
everybody's doing
it. That's a lot of
know.
We know. We need, yeah, to, we know. Need to know. You're right.
I remember
You're
going
right.
to a family reunion. I really cannot remember which one it is. Girl. But I remember that they did, like, when I grew up, my mom used to say the same thing. She was like, oh, Native American. But we went, I think you were there.
2014.
You remember that? Yeah.
Somebody did a history, and they were like,
oh, yeah.
They were like, we're not Native American at all.
Right.
We have white in us. That's what they said. They said we are not Native American.
I knew the white
American,
part because I heard about the British. I remember in fifth grade, I did a project.
Well, Jerry, you look good.
We know that.
Do y'all get that? That is true. I ain't gonna lie. I've been trying to get a whole melanin.
I'm definitely melanin.
Yeah, but I remember when he said that. I was like sitting there like, oh my God, mom. Like, you always told me. She was like, I don't know what he's talking about.
What's his name? Started that rumor.
Can I answer that?
Okay, you look at grandmother now.
That's what I'm thinking.
Them cheekbones.
I'm strong.
You,
yeah.
Some Indian.
Okay. I feel like it is.
I'm getting real Pocahontas from that picture.
Now, all of our
husband, I don't know what it was,
and everything. Girl, he was black. It's that one picture of him with the glasses. Yes. You can't even see him.
Oh, great grandpa.
Yes.
Oh,
like sitting yes. right in front of him.
And
oh,
he was so angry, but
yeah.
like, really couldn't
okay,
see
okay,
him.
Yeah, you can.
This part. Okay. I heard something about how one of our great grandmothers used to hide
I know,
slaves.
Really.
So that they could get to freedom.
What?
No!
I don't know about that part.
I told you all, we don't know what it is. Who told you all of this? We need to know more.
I don't want this to be on the record.
Oh, yeah. Wrong. Yeah.
Who said that?
No, not because, but like, I just feel like they should have told us too. Like, hey. Yeah. But anyway, so the free slaves.
We really need to do some digging and find out, though.
We
did. Look, because honestly, to have this amount of land, considering the time period, there had to be some type of freedom in there somehow. And I was interested to know where the freedom came in.
And I feel like we should be responsible, not responsible, but we should take a part of making sure that that land stays ours. Like, it's so important to have real estate now. Like, it's so crazy. Like, real estate, not even if we, like, sell it. Like, it's worth so much. Like you said, who knows what's up under that ground?
Yes.
It could be an ancient freaking Indian burial site for all we
know.
Right.
No, for real.
Okay. Can I ask a question on your podcast?
No. Okay. Anything you want to say?
This is Lily's podcast. So the question I have, it goes into that when you were saying, like, our responsibility. So as y'all know, there is a family reunion coming up. And I was kind of like debating with myself if I'm going to go. But really, my question lies is,
hold on, who's hosting it this year?
See, that's always
okay. Hold on.
So it's Dolores.
That's how you figure out with certain parts of the family. Y'all,
have y'all seen the cost of how much it costs to go this year?
Oh, yeah, it's
ridiculous.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know how much.
I heard it was like $500 for two people.
Oh, I would not be going.
You had to pay for a hotel and then the little shirt with the
Alexander family tree to
save. Oh my God,
that little Mikey, y'all already brought a tree or something.
No. Did we get our names on it this year or what? Like, we don't want to be added. Shit.
And I heard
that. I really don't know. Like, please
on our podcast. But my question was, how do y'all think that we'll go about continuing that tradition? Like, if you think about it, like, the more I go, the less younger people I see. Yeah. So it's like, is that something that...
I think we need to overcome right down now.
You need to communicate.
$500 for two people?
I know!
You need to have food for me. You need to have some meatballs. Do some shit in normal.
I know, salad.
Communication.
between us, on the church crowd.
Yeah, like I know, like, okay, like I talked to my brother, I told him I was coming here, so he's older than all of us. Like, as long as we keep the communication, which I'm so glad we started communicating each other, like that really, because
that made my whole day, y'all.
Like, I grew up with all of y'all differently in like different ages of my life, but I really grew up with my mama's side where I was the only girl. So I really feel like I grew up with no girl cousins. Even though I grew up with y'all.
No, for real though.
I grew up with my mom's side, so I was really the only girl. So like just to have girl cousins that I could talk to, lean on, we could do stuff with, like, I'm so happy that that and we're all of age and we can do whatever. Even if y'all one of age, y'all know.
Even if you look 12. Justin Warren County, like, I was basically the only like child that was there. It was just me and my brother, like, everybody, like, once like you left to go to college, like, basically everyone was gone. Like, you know, you were living in Charlotte, you were in Raleigh, so like nobody was really home until the holidays. So it was just like, dang, I waited till Easter to get here to ride my bicycle. Like,
the summertime, Easter egg hunts. When y'all would come down in the summertime and just like us all being together, AC running in there, they got the one in the window, it's hot. Go outside. I'm like, why? Let me go sit with my cousin.
Yes. Y'all remember when we used to play kickball?
In and out the house, letting all the good air out.
It's okay.
So my grandma be like, my mom is probably like, that's my mom.
Oh my God. Y'all remember we used to play kickball all day.
Oh my God.
That was the event. But how y'all feel about that though? Because not even just our family, I'm noticing other families too. Like, family is not a thing no more.
Yeah.
Like, let's back up a track. Marriage is not a thing anymore. Like, there are certain people that value it, but it's a lot of people who are like, oh, it's a business contract. What y'all think about that?
Okay. It's BS. I will say.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, because I really do feel a way about this personally, because I am getting married in July. And I know at first people were like, well, not our family, but I know just some people were like, you don't think you're too young, whatever, whatever. When that right person comes
along. How old are you, for one?
I'm going to be 25 in August.
Okay. Right. You sound like you're 16. Right. I hate that. Like, what is too young?
Right. Exactly.
What is too young? Right. What is too old? Like, as long as
I got my degree.
Like 40. Like,
right.
Well, okay, so. I mean, not to.
Right.
This might come off a way, but I feel like if I was to have gotten pregnant first, people would have been more accepting of it.
They
would have pushed me to marriage, but to do it the reverse, but I just think it's kind of interesting. But I think when the right person comes along and you know, and it's like, why keep dating when you already know? And at a certain point, it's like, if you've already been together for so long, it's the natural progression to get married.
Yeah.
And it's a partnership. And if you do want to look through the lens of it as a business contract, then it's like, we both got skin in the game, so why not work at it? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel a way about it personally. But
I feel I don't feel like it's a business contract. I feel like now that, going back to love, like how I loved before I had a child and what I would put up with, and now that I have a child, you know, kind of how the Sierra Future thing, like, that's kind of my situation. Got down in Kingston's dad because he is in no way, shape, or form like Future. He takes care of his child. He does everything. Like, we have a perfect co-parenting relationship.
That is awesome. Yeah.
But still, like, the whole Sierra Future thing, and then, like, her taking a step back now that she has a child, and her finding her right person, that's how I'm, like, I feel like I'm in that journey to find my right person.
Yeah.
And I'm not settling for anything less.
And right. we like, should.
I am not settling right. for anything yeah. less. And I hate that I have to have a child to see my worth and what me and my son deserve. But that's just how it had to go. Because before I had him, like, I would put up with this. Or mm-hmm. I would let a guy do this or treat me like this and I would go back to him. Now, mm-hmm. if I text you mm-hmm. and you don't respond... Or
listen,
baby. You don't call back, or you. I just one time. You show me the smallest red flag. Right. Bye, bitch.
Bye. Not in 2020. Bye. We're not dealing with dead weight in 2020. No. Not doing it.
No. I already cut somebody off and got another date tonight. Like so.
There's nothing wrong with that. But that's the thing, though. I think that. And I'm not trying to men bash, but I just want to say I think that men have gotten too comfortable. But we in a different era, and we not sitting around waiting on somebody to get it together. But where I fault us, and not us sitting around the table mm-hmm. at all, by any means necessary, mm-hmm. women by all means necessary are not holding men accountable.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
We just sitting mm-hmm. up here letting them take their time, do what they want, even take their time with a text message, like you said. And it's like, when you know what you want, you yeah. gotta, you don't have time for that. Yeah. And I feel like you're right. Like, don't be sitting up here waiting around for a man to see if he gonna decide if he want to contact you today or not.
I let him know in the talking phase. I said, I'm really feeling you, so if we're not doing this, let me know so I can move on to the next person.
Right.
Like that.
Because if we not, then are we talking?
Right.
If we ain't talking, then are
that's
we
talking? That's what
I yeah. Because you're wasting talking. Your time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking, because I feel like that's really kind of like, where what has kind of ruined yeah. relationships? Social mm-hmm. media being number one, but
situationships.
Yes, but it's like the
talk.
So it's like for females, of course, just being naturally, you know, emotional. Women will, and I've noticed a lot of women, you put all of your emotions into one person. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking like talking, I know in my head, it's like, oh, we're talking. We are together because I'm not a
I'm not you could have just been a friend.
Yeah. Feel just like that did.
But it's like, you know, shit. With that talking
right.
phase.
No, but
for real. Yeah. It's like with that talking phase, exactly. It's really like, I just like it leaves too much of a door open.
Yeah.
So it's like, if a guy goes do something, he's like, oh, well.
Let me just talk. You know my girlfriend?
You know my girlfriend?
I'm
my girlfriend.
I'm your woman.
What do you mean? It's like taking it off me. Yes.
To hold that off yes. beforehand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think as women, we know. The science says that once you have sex as a woman, you especially when you're talking about fluid exchange,
yep. yeah.
you
yeah.
become so much more invested than they do.
Yeah.
Whereas a man, from a physiological standpoint, once they ejaculate,
I said, I don't agree because I've had a child. Like I said, not trying to bash Kingston's father, but like some of the stuff he did after I got pregnant, like we broke up when I was 5 months and I was completely turned off. I don't care if we was having a child together or not, but maybe that was just me.
But do you think it was because at that point you were already like in nesting mode, defensive, like mommy mode, like I got to do what's right for me and my child. So your perception is a little bit different versus not having a child involved?
Maybe. Maybe not. It just depends on how you look at it. Like,
yeah.
in the situation, I feel like I'm a no tolerance person. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I don't put up with certain shit. So, like mm-hmm. I said, you showed me that one red flag. Just because I was in a relationship from high school into college for 4 years, and I ignored every red flag just because I had never been in a relationship that long, mm-hmm. or I felt like I didn't know how to be in a relationship, or like I just need to be a girlfriend. I need mm-hmm. to do this. I need to do that. Once I got out of that relationship, I got right into a situationship,
mm-hmm.
and it was like just those two encounters back to back. I'm like, I know what I want. I know what I don't want. Like, I don't care what the situation is. Like, you know, okay, when I was pregnant, I told Kingston's dad, you know, like, when people get pregnant, they like to propose at baby showers. Mm-hmm. I said,
don't
ma'am.
Do that shit.
I swear to God, I told him, I was like, do not do that just because you feel the pressure of the world.
Yeah. Right. I hate that.
I'm going to say no too. Because I feel like we're not there.
Yeah.
Like, right, we're right. not
the
there.
The breakup is so much different. You're rushing to get the divorce.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, like, I had to literally tell him that, like, don't do that. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. We can do it when you're ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel genuine at that point.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of pressure on, like, us too, like, being, like, young women. And they see us dating, like, being, like, our family. Like, they see us dating men. And they're like, oh, well, are you looking to marry this person? Are you looking to be with this person? Like, let me enjoy this time.
Right.
Like,
if I wasn't.
Well, I just got my license to drink alcohol legally. Like,
Add to that, it's also just, like you said, it's not even, for me personally, I definitely believe in marriage. I believe in love. I believe in everything, the institution of it. However, me personally, I feel that people should also accomplish goals. Mm-hmm. So people think, oh, okay, you have a boyfriend. Oh, you live with him. Okay, y'all gonna get married? Yes, when I'm ready to get married, when I have the finances, we are both ready, when we have our finances together, when I'm in my career, when I'm pursuing things, yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not about to, I hear people pay for their weddings. I ain't got $15,000 to throw for
for 20 minutes.
And so, and people are so surprised by that. They're like, oh, what is it? That's every girl's dream. That I'm not saying I don't want to get married.
Right.
I'm just saying that I live in, like, it's like you said, it's different variables, it's different times.
Right,
so
exactly.
At that time, y'all may have had to have get married at a certain age.
Yeah. So it's like,
you had to be married.
Thank you so much for breaking up with Kingston's dad when I was 5 months. Oh, you're gonna be a single mother, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. I'm like, look, I can still live my life, I can still have a relationship with Kingston's dad and us not
and
be
not
together.
Right.
Be in his child's life and us not be together. Mm-hmm. And when I tell y'all, when Kingston said he only goes to his dad's house on the weekend, but when he went this weekend, he was trying to get out my car. He's talking about help. Like, help the dad to get me out of here. I'm like,
That means I have a good co-parenting relationship.
We do, and I just feel like we didn't have to be together. Of course, any girl's dream is to be with the person or be with that one person that she has kids with. But, like, I just see so many other people, you know, after somebody have a child, you break up with them. Like, it's depressing to be like, okay, I'm a single mother. How am I going to find love again? When I was pregnant, like, and we broke up, I'm like, nobody's going to talk to me now that I have a child.
Yeah.
Not true, honey.
Niggas is lined up to get their stepdaddy license. And that's all I'm going to say. Like, this little man doing, I'm like... Little man.
I ain't know that you
were. We don't know you.
Like, this your first time.
Right, always.
So let's get into. Go ahead.
I was going to say also, like, to piggyback off of, like, the marriage. Marriage and children thing. I think a lot of people, too. I mean, again, we talked about it. I'm about to be 25 and people are still like, you don't think you're too young, yada, yada. But it's like, I honestly believe that if we were in the financial predicament to do it sooner, we would have.
You already love that much.
I mean.
Hold up. That is so true.
Yeah. So it's like, you really have to do things by your own timeline. Like, I tell you 100%, if we could have afforded it sooner, we definitely would have made that step. But at the same time, I think people also have that fear of, like, okay, what if they have a child and then divorce or whatever, whatever. But it's
the only factor is fear at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. But not only that, it's like, I think a lot of times people fear marriage because of children. Mm-hmm. But it's like, just because you get married doesn't mean that you have to have a child. Yes. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Everybody don't want to have kids.
Exactly. And personally, for us speaking, I know we want to wait until we're over 30 to have kids. Like, we got our own goals that
and
we want to reach before then. Right. Ooh. But honey, we ain't even tied the knot yet, and people are already like, so what are y'all thinking about kids?
Yeah.
It's like, can we get married?
You was thinking, you was questioning about kids.
You want me to push out a kid and raise it for 18 plus years?
Right. But no, but then they'll be the same ones judging you because you had a kid before marriage. Can we please y'all or not?
So that's why you can't live your life out of fear or trying to please people. You got to do what's best for you and your situation.
If you allow other people to dictate, not even just that, just any area of your life, you will be so miserable because everybody's life is different. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's destiny is different. And we cannot base our destiny and our steps of what God already ordered individually for each of us based on somebody else's picture or journey of what they think it should be like for themselves. Because half the time, that's what it is.
I say what I want. I live how
you got
want.
To.
Like, and I'm happy. Like, like, I've always been outspoken. I'm going to say this because I feel like something is wrong. Jabbering now, like, Because my family or not, I don't care who you are. Listen. If I feel like something is wrong, I will put you in your place and not apologize for it. Like,
we all wrong.
I never talked to you again in your life, but I told your ass off.
So I don't even speak to you no more. Right. I don't want to address you.
But see, I think that's something I struggle with because, I mean, like, so do you... I know you don't owe people an apology, mm-hmm. but at what point is it toxic to just cut people off and not say anything versus like, you know, like, that's
what it boils down to. It's like people feel like you can't cut family off.
Yeah. So me and my pastor were talking about this the other night, and it was more so like a person doesn't have to be considered a bad person just because y'all don't align at the moment in your life. Like, it may just be timing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a year from now, maybe y'all in different areas. Or maybe y'all just don't click. And it's okay. Like, we don't have to feel like we all got to click. You don't got to cancel them 100%. But you just kind of distance yourself a little bit. Or you can cancel 100%.
Smoke when I see y'all.
Okay. Don't let me name drop, but...
Okay. Listen, and if that's the case, they knew what they did when they did it.
Right.
They clown? That's why I can't stand either.
It's still a hard thing for me, especially now, like, this is not my podcast. I don't want to make this all about me, but one thing that I've really learned about myself through this wedding process is, like, I really have trouble with speaking up for myself when it comes to people that are quote-unquote elders. Mm-hmm. Like,
girl, you need to take a page out of my book. Take a page out of my book. Listen, I don't care who you are. If you disrespect me, you're getting the disrespect back. Whatever you give me, I'm going to give to you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to get downright disrespect. Honestly, yes, I am. It depends on the situation. Right. But you got to think about it. One time, this guy told me, he was like, that's just the way that she, it was like an old lady. And like, honestly, I call her a bitch. I'm like, she's a bitch. Would you want somebody to call your mama a bitch? That's what he said.
You know, like,
you don't know if my mom's a bitch. Like, I'm a bitch. Like, what do you mean? Like, just because that person is set in their ways. Okay, so I'm set in my ways too. So how I feel at 25, I'm going to feel the same way at 85. Mm-hmm, so I'm going to need you to respect my whole journey. Not just cut it off when I get 65 and, oh, I'm an elder now. I can say whatever I want. I'm going to say whatever I want regardless. So whatever is going on with that wedding part, all I'm going to say is, do you need me to say something to a bride?
Right.
Like,
I want to
smoke. Like, what's up?
Like, what is good? Listen, I already know.
Do firsthand what Quenisha said, because this is something I've like learned about myself over the years. But I was exactly like that. Like, I feel like me being, when I was younger, I was such a people person. Like, I wanted people like me. Like, that's just who I was as a person. I was like such a social butterfly. I was at everything, so it was very important. And I was like running for everything, so it was very important for people to like me. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, holding your tongue. Like, I would hear stuff and be like, you know, have a problem with it, but I wouldn't say anything about it. But as I grew up, some people will probably say, I am a bitch now. Like, I am rude, like, now. But it's like, it comes to a certain point in your mind where you're like, okay, I can't keep allowing people to treat me this way. I can't allow, you know, I had to stop allowing myself.
Just because you're my elder. But the majority level,
you really have to protect your peace, like, no matter how old who the person is. Like, people think just because they're this person in your life or they're this age, they can say whatever to you. No, like, you have to respect me. Uh-huh. Now, if it's a child, if I'm 12 and I'm trying to pop off and you tell me something, that's different. But we are all adults. Once you get 18, if I want to make a decision to do whatever, it's either you respect it or you don't say nothing. Because I don't need you to tell me, oh, this is wrong. Uh-huh. I wouldn't do this. I don't care. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care. This is me. I'm going to do what I want when I want to. It's either you want me to curse you out, or, like, you gonna hush your mouth.
Or you gonna straighten the hell up.
Yeah. It's already no first hand. I'll cuss you out. Quick.
Quick. All right, so I wanna play a game with y'all. And it's more of questions. Like, it's a...
I said I want some message drink.
Go ahead.
This is
someone
that...
Would
you want me to make it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can cut this part out.
Yeah, I'm like, man. Little chapel.
Wow, this is so great.
I'm done.
Right.
Is that Megan's? I want to get one.
A good amount.
You've been using that a lot.
And well, it's just because of me in my pocket at work and stuff. Oh, so yeah. That's how I be running.
I have
off
friends
so much.
For certain situations. I consider myself to have three best friends, and they all came at different times in my life. Like, I have a friend I met when I was in seventh grade. I've always been like the loud, outspoken one. She's always been the quiet one. But behind closed doors, we are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Like, if she sees somebody looking a fucking mess, she gonna send it to me, and I'm already sending it to her. So that's why we bonded. Yeah. I have another friend, and it's like we can just talk. Okay. We can just talk and talk and like understand each other and like just pour our hearts out.
Oh, yeah.
And like that's why we're friends. And then my third best friend is like, I feel like she needed me to be her friend when we were in high school because she was letting people run over her, she was letting guys run over her, and I'm not gonna let none of that happen. So I just feel like, not that like she depends on me, but I feel like I really needed to be her friend, and when things go wrong in her life, she hesitates to tell me because I'm gonna tell you, like, you know you're not supposed to be doing that.
She's my best friend, Jalen. Right. My best friend, Jalen.
Like, you know you're not supposed to be doing
that. She always tell me what it is. She don't give a fuck.
And I feel like I got three different relationships with my three close best friends. Don't count all the rest of my friends where we, if I only talk to this person once every 2 months, when I call my friend and say, girl, this bitch is popping off, she's going to pull up. Like, you know,
and that's how it should be. Yeah.
Like, you got friends for different, like, different times in your life. So, and that's one thing I hate when people say, you know, like people always post, I don't know who gonna be my bridesmaids or this, this, and this. And I just like, I don't have that problem. I got family and I got friends. So like on whatever level you can get it, if I need my friends to pull up, if I need my family to pull up, we can all pull up.
We can all.
Way, you gonna get it. Like,
well, don't that feel good though that you got people that got your back like that?
Yeah.
You know, so let's get into, like, you was talking about, or at some point somebody was talking about, like, being selfish versus being more caring to yourself. Like, is there a problem with being selfish?
No.
I don't think it is either.
And I just feel like
selfish is the best self-care.
Yeah. I just feel like
this is a therapy session because I'm struggling with all this stuff that I'm talking about.
Look, this is what I want like anybody come on the show for.
I'm gonna do it for you.
My video editor gonna need that cut time.
Well, it's okay. Here, try it now. It might not be no better, but
I'm dead.
No, he said you
could. I said I'm dead.
Are you good?
Oh. I can deal with it.
Because it's like, so right now, the time that I have is like extremely limited between, like, you know, just work, just living, like work, working a full time job. Yeah,
being a fiance.
Yeah, like it's just, it's a lot going on. And so at this point in my life, I can only give myself to like what is urgent. So it's like, if I know that, like, okay, this, I'm gonna finish my master's in December, that means the rest of my life, I have the rest of my life left to do whatever, whether it's spend time with family or whatever. Yeah. You know, so it's like, I'd rather put the degree as a priority right now. And I think also, I don't know, it's just a lot of family dynamics going on. But I think also, like, certain people don't see the degree as an investment. Like, it I might is. Not have the time to spend with you right now, but it's an investment because later on I'll have that free time because I'll be able to afford to spend that time with you. I'll be able to afford to go on trips. I'll be able to afford to take off work. I'll be able to afford to get you whatever it is that you want.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, yeah.
So
that's
you
true.
Weren't chasing that degree and you were still at home or doing whatever, then you would hear it every day. When are you gonna do this? When are you gonna do that? So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Your family had 18 years to enjoy you. You are an adult. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
Whatever you want. Just like Jairi, she moved away. I'm so happy for you. Down there living her best life.
Yeah.
Like, you did not have to stay at home just because your parents want you to. Like,
right.
y'all grown as hell. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
So then I got into a debate recently between me and somebody else in HR. Everybody that listens, you know, I work in human resources. But, like, they were talking about the difference between somebody being educated and somebody having experience. And they felt like education is not necessary when you have experience.
No, I don't feel like that's true. Coming from somebody who I don't have a college degree, I went to college, but I did not graduate. I can walk into a company with my experience and make equal to what somebody has with an education, but they're still going to pinpoint everything in my career.
Yeah, right?
As opposed to, if you have a degree, you come in fresh out of college. Hey, I have a degree. Okay, you're hired.
Yep. Right.
They're not going to go back and say, okay, did you get a D in math? Or did you do this?
Right.
But when it comes to me, even though I've worked hard, we could be equal. They're still going to pinpoint, okay, well, at this job, you got fired because you did this. So, or why do you have this gap in your career or whatever? When as to somebody in college, like a perfect example, I worked at Lidl. It's a new grocery, so I don't know if y'all heard.
Yeah, I'd be going there.
I got hired there.
They got the good prices now. Better than Walmart.
Okay. I got hired there before they even, like, stuck a shovel in the ground with the dirt. But,
oh, wow.
Like, they hired people. I was supposed to graduate college in 2015. People who graduated in 2014, they hired them fresh out of college, no experience, making over six figures just because of a degree.
Wow. So there
my
you go.
So my store manager that I worked with at another job, she recruited me there. And she had all the experience in the world. And they were not going to get, she was more qualified to be a district manager than somebody fresh out of college. But because she did not have that degree, she didn't get it.
Wow.
Like, she literally had to, like, she's a certain age. And she had to listen to some. It's like me listening to Noni because Noni has a degree. I'm 27. She, how are you, 21?
22.
And my bad. She's 22. And it's like, okay, Noni has a degree. She don't know nothing about this job, but she has a degree, so you got to listen to her. And it was so hard for my store manager to listen to somebody fresh out of college. And I'm like, that shows you the benefits of getting your education. Like, eventually, I do want to go back to school, but I want to get a job that's going to pay for that shit because I'm already in debt. Like, where I'm at now, they got tuition reimbursement. So I'm like, okay, let me see what y'all got to do.
Yeah.
But until I'm not paying for no fucking school no more.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I can say like two things. Like, I feel like college is I feel like college is like a good thing, but I feel like college is also like a thing where not everybody has to go to college. Like,
yeah, I agree.
College is not for everybody. Like, I feel like I graduated from college, but I don't want to work a 9-to-5 all my life. I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want, no offense, but I don't want the white man having my destiny in their hands saying, oh, you're fired this day. Oh, you can't work this day.
Right.
Like, what if I have kids? What if I have, you know, like, bills to pay? What if I'm behind on rent this month? What if
They don't care about
like, they don't care.
They don't care.
Like,
no.
It depends on who you work for. Because I'm going to be frank. I'm not going to say I don't have the desire to be a business owner. I think that I would be more part of what they call like the creative economy. Like, I would more so want to do like artistic kinds of things and make money off that, which but at the same time, I work in the field of public policy. So, I don't necessarily have a 9-to-5. Like, my hours or what my day looks like will depend on what's going on in the legislature. But at the same time, I have a boss that's flexible, and his boss is flexible enough to where if I wanted to take off for whatever the case may be, I can do that.
As opposed to working a regular job. Like,
right.
I have to get my 40 hours in. It's like, okay, you either give me this day or I'm calling out. And if I call out, I'm going to get wrote up. And then that's going to lead to an action plan and all that. So it does.
Do y'all have PTO?
Yeah, we do.
So I feel like that's where I have an issue, and I'm just putting my HR hat on now. It's just like, if you have the time, you should be able to take it off.
Working, I worked in retail, like, and Jairi has worked for me in retail. You know how it is. Like,
retail. I used to work in retail.
Period of time where it's called a blackout.
Yeah.
And like, any time that you consider like sacred with your family, that is considered a blackout, and I hate that. Mm. Like, you can't take off for Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Like, right. Memorial Day, 4th of July. It's like, any time that you feel like I'm going to see my family, it's like, oh no, your ass need to be at work. And I'm just like,
yeah, I have.
Y'all.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
But
I want to speak on the. I want to speak out on the education and the experience thing. So it's kind of weird because I was just talking to you about this in the car. As I'm like going into, I graduate in May, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I have gone through a whirlwind of emotions the last couple of months because it's really just been like, you had that point in your life where you like, damn, what am I gonna do with my life? So it was more so like a very emotional thing for me a couple months ago, kind of feeling like desperate, like, oh my God, like nobody's, you know, emailing me back, nobody's this, because I was reaching out to people, networking with people, one here, another back, and I'm like, okay, you know. And I had went out for one experience, and this is what I hate. Please do not speak to me as if I am already in the position. So I went to go to a conference. The person that, the recruiter, he was, oh, you're amazing. You with this. Oh yeah, we're going to get you in. And in my mind, the conference was really going to be like my foundation to getting where I needed to be. So when I didn't get the conference, after the dude was like, oh yeah, you got it. You're great. You're good. I was really like hurt by that and like devastated.
Like, why would you tell me
I felt like, I was like, oh my God, I'm fin to be a bum. Like, I'm going to be stuck at my job, working, you know, the regular 9 to 5, I'm not gonna be able to get no days off. So it's like, and then every job that I've been looking for now is like experience needed. And I'm like, does this count all the classes I took, all the 15 credit hours?
Right.
I can honestly say some jobs will. Give you a chance.
Yeah.
Like some jobs that I've worked, like I've worked in retail. I started working, my mom didn't let me work in high school or nothing, which I thank God for that.
But I
didn't start working until I was 19. Thank God. Like, she would not let me work. I wanted to work at the Waffle House and everything when it came in, and she like, no, you are not working, which that's why I still consider myself spoiled, because you did this. Like, you would let me work. But some jobs will give you a chance, like jobs that I've had, or like even me going from being a seasonal part-time associate, like I skipped straight to being an assistant manager just because they see that you have it, or they see something in you. Like, jobs will take a chance with you.
Yeah.
And like, really, like, and I'm still shocked. Like, I just started at a new company. I hadn't worked in like a month and a half. I don't know nothing about no fucking tools, no flooring, no nothing. But just looking at my background, and they're like, okay, we're going to hire you in. And they gave me a pay scale. Like, you can make between this and this. So I'm like, okay, I'm calculating. Like, I feel like I have experience, but I don't know the company. So if I go on the lower end of the pay scale, I'm not going to be upset. Like, when I got that call, she's like, oh, you're at the highest. I'm like me? Like, y'all really believe in me? Like, y'all really trust me? Like, it makes me feel like so good, because like I've been working since I was 19, but I feel like I've been working on my life, because when I started working in 19, I started having to pay rent like $700
for 19-year-old student housing.
Even that, like, I started paying my mom's rent because like she had lost her job and everything. I just started paying her rent, and I felt like as soon as I started working, I was immediately an adult. An adult. And that's the main reason when I left A&T, I left because I felt like I had to help my family. Like, I left because, like, I would have loved to finish school, but I just felt like I had to work. And I was making $7.25. Just because I wanted more hours, I'm like, okay, it's either I go to school and I have nothing because I don't have the money, or my family doesn't have the money to support me anymore, or I'm going to quit school and just work. And thank God it, like, took off, and I could do whatever. And I got in a management position. I could do what I want now, but like, I really took a chance.
And sometimes that's what it is. No, but really though, because like, my pastor has been teaching me about this too, that promises, you can promises are not people, promises are not people, possessions, or positions. So a lot of times we feel like even a promotion on a job, or even getting a job in general, or success in general, is based on who we know and what we know and all of that. And it somewhat is, but it's like, sometimes we have to remember that it's not in the possession of other people and possessions and positions. Mm-hmm. So I want to end the podcast out. This was an awesome episode. Yeah. I feel like we did everything that we came to do today, which was talk about whatever we want to talk about. And I feel like we have given y'all some insight.
Whatever. So, I'm not even looking at the thing.
No, you can't. I did it all the time. No, it's been awesome. I appreciate y'all for coming on the pod. Well, this better not be the last time.
Nope.
Okay.
No,
okay, I feel better now. I feel better now. But like, I want to go around the table from left to right. So this is 2020. I'm all about setting goals, speaking into existence. So let's do it on the pod right now so the world can hear, so that y'all can hear it back played to y'all, so y'all can hold yourselves accountable for what the goals y'all have. What is your number one goal? No, I'll give you three.
Oh,
what are your top three goals to accomplish? And they gotta be reachable goals, right? They can't be just like, oh, I want me a Ferrari. It's like, okay, girl, hold up. But I mean, I ain't saying anybody can't do it. Anyway, top three goals that you have for 2020 that you wanna see come into fruition. Quanisha.
Lose 7 pounds, get married with no debt, and graduate with, you know, these last two semesters out of pocket.
Okay. All right. Okay. I like that.
Hey,
you got this.
Yeah,
you got this.
I had to make it reachable.
Right, listen. All right, Jari?
I would say is to save money for my breast reduction. That's a first.
What?
Okay. I'm like, what?
I didn't know you were doing that.
Ain't no way. Okay. Titty problem.
I'm grown. Hold on, say it.
I'm grown.
Okay, go ahead.
Number two is to... I don't know, to travel to new places this year. Like, I haven't been out of the country in a while, and I feel like I want to go somewhere.
Okay.
And number three is, I don't know, I think just to grow closer with, like, not to be all sentimental or whatever, but just to go closer with y'all. Like, I have, like, a relationship with you and a relationship with you, but, like, no offense, but, like, I didn't really, like, grow up with y'all.
Right. Time.
So it's, like, it's good that we're all, like, together now, and it's, like, I really appreciate that. So, that's my goal.
Okay. So I'm going to get mine. So, home ownership. Business venture success, succeeding and growing and exploring. And I want to meet my husband this year. We ain't got to be married.
Oh, girl, you write it down. I'll tell you.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Lord God. Go off and write stuff down. When I tell you, I had worked in a month and a half. I bought a planner at the beginning. Actually, not the middle of January. I'm like, I'm going to write my goals out. I wrote, look at the calendar in February. I'm like, I want to have a job by this day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was February 8th when I got a call about my job. I wrote down, I want to have a job by February 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to write.
No, the day is important. Yeah. The date is important.
Yeah.
God is so
thankful.
Yeah,
because, you know, I had a tough journey. Like, last year, I was in a crazy relationship. We ain't even going to go into all of that. But anyway, I ended up going a few steps backwards in my career in my prior role. And I, you know, worked my butt off for a year. And now I'm, like, 2 or 3 steps ahead. So, but I thought it was going to happen, like, in April, you know, when they normally do promotions and annual reviews. And I was like, no, I believe in law of attraction. Let me go ahead and put this into existence. It's going to happen in February. Mm-hmm. And it happened in February. And I'm like, everybody else's, like, promotions and raises is supposed to happen in April. And it's like, you really... can speak that stuff into existence and put a date on it.
Universe,
it's all
there. You go, God.
I go down.
That's the connection.
Just 2020. I didn't even know it was gonna really happen, y'all.
But it happened.
But it happened. And that's all that matters. It don't even matter how we went.
You got it.
It happened.
What is it? July 10th.
July 11th.
7-Eleven,
we in there like
swimwear.
Yeah.
You know I'm there. I put your invitation up there.
Now I'm going to have a date. Maybe you'll meet your husband at the wedding.
Never know.
I'm coming with Jari.
Listen. Never know. I might have a date.
Okay.
If I don't. But if I don't.
We're coming in strong.
Come up in there with one. Noni, what's up? What you got for 2020?
I would say one of my goals is definitely to start saving and budgeting more because, okay, I like to spend a lot of money.
Get it right back.
Okay. Yeah.
laughing. It's very, especially it's hard. Like, I have two jobs, so I literally get paid every Friday, and it's very, you know, hard sometimes trying to hold on. So I definitely want to save and budget just to kind of start thinking long term, because I am getting older. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, start investing or at least just start saving more. Mm-hmm. My second goal would really be, it's kind of like what I'm working on now. I'm doing my own, like, I don't want to sound like, but my own, like, spiritual journey, you know, going outside of just the, you know, the, just like, you know, that's not, making my own relationship with God outside of the mindsets and, like, oh, you gotta go to church.
You
gotta go to church every Sunday after this. Like, I've been praying faithfully. I've been working on my relationship. So really just trying to identify that more as a goal and just creating a stronger bond with Him and myself rather than outside sources. And my third goal for myself would definitely to would be to start a career, you know, and just kind of trust God in the walk and not trying to, you know, make my own steps. Just know that wherever I'm supposed to be is where I'll be placed.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. That's the goal.
Hey. I'm like, sure. Let me get some of them goals over here. Okay, go ahead, Shamari.
To get my son potty trained. Like, it's real simple, real cute, but we're gonna get it done.
Uh-huh.
So
My
second goal is to love myself and appreciate myself more, because after having a child, when I tell you, some people snap back. I was not one of the people.
Oh, you should break my heart with that girl.
Like, when I tell you, like, I did not appreciate how I looked before. And looks aren't everything, but like, when your body changes so much, your face changes so much, everything changes so much, like, mentally, how you feel about yourself. Like, when I tell y'all, I went through postpartum depression. I hated myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize I was going through it until I started losing weight. And I'm like, what? Like, I really had to, like, get myself out of it. But I just want to love myself. Like, if I decide to lose weight, if I don't, y'all still gonna love me, like,
right? And you're still gonna love you.
Yeah, I'm still gonna love myself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And my third goal is just to really get into a career where I can have a work-life balance, because I have a young child, and companies really don't care about how you, like, whatever else you have going on. But I just feel like
that's true.
With my current job, I feel like I could have a good relationship with that job. And do, like, when I ask, I'm like, okay, if somebody doesn't get anything done, do we have to stay? They're like, oh no, we don't make you stay past the time you're scheduled. I'm like,
what? Y'all don't?
Like, working in retail, you know, you could be scheduled at 9, but if you don't get that shit done until 11:30, you leaving at
11:30.
So, like, just to have a good work-life balance. Like, you know, I recently hired, I'm not even going to call her a nanny, a babysitter, but I can afford to have somebody come to my house.
That's awesome.
And only watch my child and only take care of him and only teach him stuff, as opposed to having him at a daycare where he might be in a damn
There's so much cage, stuff going on.
Right,
there.
He might be in a cage for 3 hours fighting a little child over a
ain't learning nothing.
So I'm like, I'm just thankful that I could be able to.
He trying to get out the cage.
Right. He come home with a scratch on his eye. I don't know what happened. Okay, so now we got
to
fight.
Now you're ready to fight, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I believe that there will be fruition in the goals that y'all have. I know that I'm gonna be cheering y'all all the way through every goal, because I already know y'all about to succeed at them. I already know, and I want to hear about them in which y'all get to with it. But this is the end of the episode. So if y'all have any last words, say it now. If not, we're gonna end it out.
Let's end it.
Keep tuning in.
Oh, yes.
Every Thursday, 8 p.m.
Keep tuning in. Thursday.
Share the podcast.
I'm very happy.
Yes.
For you.
We did
this.
Yes. I'm very happy that we did this.
Me too.
I'm very happy that we're growing closer as family. Yes. Because we come from a family of very older, stuck in their way people.
Yeah.
We're all in different places in our life, and we still all understand each other.
Yeah.
And I'm just very happy that we did this. Next time, we need to get Kenna and Megan up in here.
Yes.
Y'all missed out.
Make sure y'all shop. What is
it? Oh,
off by me.
Well, I think I should be the special person.
Okay,
I'm going to be
a stranger.
Oh, I'm a stranger.
Sometimes.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Well, right. This is the end of the podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in with Miss RA's podcast. We are the number one in inspirational, cultural, and social awareness podcasting. I only aspire to inspire you, cultivate you, and socially aware you.
Whoa. I can't do it either. I look like a little Whoa. Grandma. Like, what?
Okay. Whoa. You like, okay. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.
Time to get some food.